This is the Space Show.
Sometimes your own sight is limited, and some distant things seem to be invisible. But when there opens up a window to this world of unseen things, you can see the endless beauty beyond Earth that surrounds all of us in every single second of our life. Some observe it, some explore it, and some even find inspiration from it. In space, we are not alone.
Welcome to the Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I am Andrew Rennie. On this evening's Space Show, we have the third of our programs to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the launch of the Hubble Space Telescope. And we're beginning the program with Christian Noer's Ode to Hubble. The Hubble Space Telescope is 30 years old. The Space Show is marking the birthday with a series of programs. Welcome to Program 3. Well, 3 years ago, this documentary marked the 27th anniversary.
Since its launch in 1990, Hubble has revolutionized many areas of astronomy. From imaging the most stunning phenomena in the cosmos, to studying invisible parts of the universe, to observing the most distant objects ever seen. This is the first part of an exploration of some of Hubble's most important discoveries in its almost 27-year history. Even before its launch, astronomers had already defined several important scientific goals for Hubble. Among them was the detailed study of the formation and evolution of galaxies. In 1995, Hubble spent 10 days observing a tiny patch of dark sky. However, when this image, the famous Hubble Deep Field, came back, it was not so dark after all. In an area of sky with a width equal to just 1/12 that of the full moon, Hubble had found almost 3,000 distant galaxies. Some of them existed only 2 billion years after the Big Bang. Their diminutive size and irregular structure strongly indicated that today's galaxies formed after smaller ones merged. The survey was so successful that it was followed by the Hubble Ultra Deep Field in 2004 and the Extreme Deep Field in 2012. However, the deep fields were far from being the only programs to study the distant universe. In recent years, the frontier fields have used clusters of galaxies as magnifying lenses to study objects that are otherwise too faint to be seen by Hubble. In another survey, the most distant known object was discovered. This remote galaxy existed just 400 million years after the Big Bang. In 2016, These deep images also helped to count the total number of galaxies in the observable universe. 2 trillion. Another scientific goal of Hubble was to determine the Hubble constant. This constant is a measurement of how fast the universe is currently expanding, as discovered by the astronomer Edwin Hubble. As such, the Hubble constant is a key value needed to understand the cosmos. Before Hubble's launch, estimates of the value of the constant differed by a factor of 2. With the help of the telescope, astronomers were able to determine its value to a higher precision. Even today, Hubble continues to measure this constant using different methods. However, the latest results indicate that the Hubble constant is different for the local and the primordial universe. This hints at a problem at the very core of our understanding of the cosmos. With the precise measurements of the Hubble constant, the Hubble telescope was also able to determine the age of the universe. Before its launch, estimates for the universe's age ranged from 10 to 20 billion years. Now we are able to determine the age of the universe to within a few million years. Hubble observed stars with variable brightness, known as Cepheids, in distant galaxies. By doing so, astronomers were able to accurately determine the scale and age of the observable universe. Hubble also played a critical role in one of the most groundbreaking discoveries of the 20th century, the accelerating expansion of the universe. It imaged distant supernova explosions, and by measuring how bright these explosions appeared to be, the distances to their host galaxies could be calculated. Hubble's accurate measurements, not possible from the ground, were crucial in showing that these supernovae were fainter than expected, and so the universe's expansion must be speeding up. Astronomers now believe this expansion is driven by a mysterious dark energy. With its sharp eye and precise measurements, made outside Earth's disruptive atmosphere, Hubble has revolutionized our knowledge of cosmology and the evolution of the universe. But these are far from the only important discoveries made by Hubble. More will be revealed in the second part of this double Hubble cast.
There have been 6 shuttle missions dedicated to the Hubble Space Telescope. The first was STS-31, which launched it on 1990, April the 24th. Then followed 5 servicing missions during which astronauts repaired and upgraded the telescope. Servicing Mission 1 was flown by STS-61. Servicing Mission 2 was STS-82 in 1997. Servicing Mission 3A was flown by STS-103 in 1999, followed by Mission 3B, which was STS-109 in 2002. The 5th and final servicing mission was Servicing Mission 4. It was flown by STS-125 in 2009. One of the traditions of the space shuttle program was that of playing music to wake up the crew at the start of each day. This song by John Hiatt, which he sang in 1993, was used as a wake-up call for STS-109 on flight day 2. So this here is the Blue Telescope. John Hiatt waking up the crew of STS-109 on the second day of that mission, which was a Hubble servicing mission. And I do wonder whether SpaceX is going to use music to wake up its astronauts during the Demo 1 flight, which takes off next week. Yes, next week for the Demo flight.
From Sandringham to South Yarra, you're listening to Southern FM.
And now on the Space Show, we continue celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Hubble Space Telescope.
To many, Hubble is best known for its stunning images of celestial objects. But among astronomers, it is admired for the valuable data it delivers, which have helped revolutionize many areas of astronomy over the past 27 years. This is the second part of an exploration of some of Hubble's most important discoveries throughout its history. In the first episode, we saw how Hubble had explored the early universe, calculated its age, and helped in the search for the elusive dark energy. Dark energy, however, was not the only invisible thing Hubble helped to reveal. The telescope carried out a survey to study a huge swathe of the night sky, searching for clues about the equally mysterious but unrelated dark matter. Astronomers used Hubble to create a map of everyday visible matter, from which they could trace the large-scale distribution of dark matter by studying how its gravitational presence distorted light in the images. Maps like these are a key step in understanding this mysterious component of the universe. While dark matter is still a mystery, Hubble lifted the veil surrounding the cosmic monsters that lurk at the center of most galaxies, supermassive black holes. Using its spectroscopic observing capabilities, Hubble peered into the galaxy cores and found that the stars there moved in tight orbits at enormous velocities. This strange behavior indicated the presence of a truly colossal gravitational field produced by a supermassive black hole. This was the first solid proof of their existence. Today, it is known that black holes are located in the centers of almost all galaxies. Some of them are very active, consuming gas from their surroundings, and even whole stars. In 2008, Hubble made something else visible for the first time. While studying the bright star Fomalhaut, the telescope discovered a tiny point of light in the extensive dusty ring surrounding it. Hubble turned its attention to planet hunting, taking the first direct visible light image of a planet in another star system. While not one of its original science goals, Hubble has since made a name for itself as an exoplanet explorer, in particular studying exoplanet atmospheres. The chemical makeup of a planet's atmosphere leaves a unique fingerprint on the starlight that passes through it. In this way, Hubble analyzed for the first time the atmosphere of a super-Earth 40 light-years away. And in the future, Hubble could possibly find hints of life in one of these fingerprints. Beyond discovering and imaging exoplanets, Hubble has also revolutionized our overall understanding of planet formation. Studying the Orion Nebula, Hubble made the stunning discovery that at least half of the stars in the region were surrounded by vast disks of rotating gas and dust, the raw materials necessary for the formation of planets. Prior to Hubble's work, just one planetary system had ever been confirmed. Hubble's observations showed that planets are being formed around many more stars than previously thought, increasing the possibility that life could exist somewhere out there. Alongside planet formation, Hubble has always been interested in the birth, life, and death of their parent stars. Hubble's high resolving power has been crucial in the investigation of star formation regions, both in the Milky Way and in other galaxies. And its infrared capabilities have allowed it to peer through the thick clouds of dust and gas present in these regions. The death of a star can be as beautiful and interesting as its birth. Hubble has observed both sun-like stars as they come to the end of their lives in the form of planetary nebulae, and massive stars experiencing explosive deaths as supernovae. By studying them at different times in their lives, Hubble has allowed us to paint a more complete picture of stars, the building blocks of galaxies. Throughout the last 27 years, Hubble and nature itself have continued to surprise us beyond our wildest imaginations. And there is no doubt that they will continue to do so in the future.
By the end of 1994, following servicing mission number one, that's when they did the major repair on the Hubble, NASA's The Space Story was able to invite Ed Wyler to trumpet Hubble's discoveries about distant galaxies.
NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. The more we learn about the universe, the weirder it seems to get. At least that's the feeling of astronomers as they puzzle over the latest results from NASA's Hubble Space Telescope. Scientists are using Hubble to try and answer one of the most basic questions about the universe. How old is it? The Big Bang theory holds that in an expanding universe, the most distant galaxies also are moving away from us at the greatest speeds. The rate at which this speed changes with distance is called the Hubble constant. Determining the Hubble constant requires that you first be able to measure accurately the distances to other galaxies. Scientists use stars called Cepheid variables for this purpose, but they're difficult to see. That's why Hubble's measurement of Cepheids in the distant galaxy M100 is such an important milestone. It gives astronomers hope that by making similar measurements in other galaxies, they'll be able to nail down the age of the universe. Hubble program scientist Ed Wyler.
This first galaxy that we measured was the most difficult one that we could think of. We knew that if we could find Cepheid variable stars in this galaxy at this distance, that we could finally determine the Hubble constant because all the other galaxies we're going to measure in the program are closer, so they'll be easier.
Even though these first results are only preliminary, they've already caused some head-scratching among astronomers. The age of the universe is generally set at anywhere between 10 and 15 billion years. But if borne out by subsequent studies, the Hubble observations would place the age of the universe at only 8 billion to 12 billion years.
That's extremely surprising because if we know anything about how stars evolve, we find stars in our own galaxy that are at least 15 billion years old. So we've got a real problem here. We potentially have objects in the universe that are older than the universe itself, which of course can happen.
If the lower age estimates hold, it means that either cosmologists will have to go back to the drawing board to explain why the universe is as young as it is, or stellar astronomers will have to rethink their models of how stars evolve. That's not the only monkey wrench Hubble has thrown in astronomical theory lately. For years, scientists have struggled to account for the so-called missing mass of the universe, which is inferred from the rate at which galaxies rotate. Even though this missing mass is invisible and its nature is unknown, astronomers think it may account for 90% of the total mass of the universe. One leading theory has held that maybe the missing mass is in the form of very small dim stars, called red dwarfs, that don't appear in ordinary sky surveys. So astronomers took advantage of Hubble's power to search for these red dwarfs.
Trouble is, they just aren't there. That is, it seems that the universe doesn't want to make stars that are less massive than, say, about one-fifth the mass of the Sun. That is, there are no stars that are one-tenth the mass of the Sun. And this is quite unexpected and rules out basically one of the most popular explanations for the missing mass.
Another possibility is that the missing mass is in the form of very hard-to-detect subatomic particles that pervade the whole universe. But that's only a guess right now. The truth is, we don't know what the missing mass is made of.
We know it has to be there because of that speed of rotation of galaxies. We know something's making these galaxies rotate faster. We know it has to be there, but now we've got to come up with more exotic things than we can even think of right now.
Wyler cautions against jumping to the conclusion that everything we thought we knew about the universe is wrong. But the new Hubble findings leave astronomers wondering if they might have to rethink some of their favorite theories, which may not be all that bad, says Wyler.
To me, that's the most exciting thing about science. It's not just building billion-dollar programs to answer questions and to confirm ideas that you had. it's to show us that we're on the wrong track. I think it'd be great if we find out that, you know, through our Hubble observations, that the age of the universe is too young to explain the oldest stars. That means we've got to go back to the drawing board. That means there might be forces that we don't understand or haven't even conceived of. And that'll be great. I mean, whenever you can disprove a theory and have to rethink something, you get a better understanding of something. So I don't see that as a problem. I see that as a real success.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.
And we'll conclude tonight's space show with a poem by Bronwyn Lovell. It's also read by Bronwyn, and it's called Astrophysics.
Astrophysics. Beside the telescope, I ask Dad if he ever tires of the same old objects, night after night, year after year. He says each viewing has its own quality, just as the particles in any breath of air are unique. He's checking in on constant friends as they rise and waltz across a ballroom sky, ladies diamantes glittering, men's shoes shining, and that dazzle for him could never grow dim. Hands snug in snow jacket pockets, I ask if he believes that the pull of planets affects humans, as astrologers would claim. He says, bullshit, it's all too far away. But what about the moon, I say, and the way blood gushes from women in tides? Yes, he concedes, that is amazing. I ask about UFOs. He says, if they're real, our aliens are surely just humans from the future who found a way to fold time, disciples of Einstein. Oh, so you believe in time travel then? I smile. Look up, he says. You're doing it now.